In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pope St. John Paul II wrote the apostolic letter, Salvifici Dolores, on the meaning of suffering, in 1989. In it, he illuminates the way to understand what suffering is. Our dear St. John Paul II says, Christ approached the world of human suffering by having assumed this suffering in himself. During his public activity, he experienced not only fatigue, lack of a home, not being understood, even by those closest to him, but above all, he was surrounded more and more tightly by a circle of hostility as the preparations to remove him from the living became more and more noticeable. And Christ is moving toward his own suffering. Conscious of the saving power of suffering, he goes obediently to the Father. But above all, he is united to the Father in love. Every man in his suffering can also become a participant in the redemptive suffering of Christ. It seems that it is part of the very essence of the redemptive suffering of Christ. The fact that it must be completed without coming to an end. The suffering of Christ must be completed by our own sufferings. For this reason, St. Paul says, It makes me happy to be suffering for you now, and in my own body, to make up for all the hardships that still have to be undergone by Christ, for the sake of his body, the Church. This means that we must give a response of love to Christ and accept the sufferings that he sends us. For this reason, St. John Paul II continues, Love is the fullest source of the answer to the question about the meaning of suffering. The question has been given by God to man on the cross of Jesus Christ. The man who suffers is not only useful for others, but performs an irreplaceable service. Suffering is the irreplaceable mediator and author of the goods indispensable for the salvation of the world. Suffering, more than anything else, is that which opens the way to grace, which transforms souls. Those who participate in the sufferings of Christ preserve in their sufferings a very special particle of the infinite treasure of the world's redemption, and can share this treasure with others. And the Church feels the need to resort to the value of human suffering for the salvation of the world. For this reason, I recommend that those who exercise their pastoral ministry among the sick instruct them on the value of suffering, encouraging them to offer it to God for missionaries. With such an offering, the sick also become missionaries. The solemnity of Pentecost is celebrated in some communities as a day of suffering for the missions. Ask Mary, the mother of Jesus, and our mother, to teach you to value your suffering. Pope St. John Paul II tells you, With Mary, the mother of Christ, we stop before all the crosses of man today. Let us invoke all the saints who throughout the centuries were especially participants in the sufferings of Christ. Let us ask them to sustain us. And to you who suffer, we ask you to help us. We ask you who are weak to be a source of strength for the church and for humanity. You, the sick, are the strength of the church. That is why I renew my spiritual union with you. That spiritual union which unites me with every man nailed to a hospital bed, who is limited to his wheelchair, or to anyone who carries the cross of pain. I join all of you and ask you to make salvific use of the cross, which is part of your life. Ask for spiritual strength to carry it with patience, so that you do not lose courage and you can relieve others with your prayer and your sacrifice. In summary, we can say with the Second Vatican Council, in Christ and through Christ, the enigma of pain and death is illuminated. Without him, nothing has meaning, and suffering seems absurd, which darkens life and takes away the joy of living, as if God were to blame for our misfortunes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please remember, if you are not subscribed to 99 Catholics yet, click subscribe down below this video, because that helps to support us. And don't forget to give us a like if you enjoyed this video.